Today, Be'ezer Hashem learned Daf Yud Ches in Masechet Shavuos. Some of the topics we're learning about include the Mishnah's conclusion of Zuhi Mitzvah Aseisha B'Mikdash She'in Chayov Nalel, which is a continuation of the Mishnah Masechet Harius regarding halachas of Parhel M'Davish Al Tzibur, in the case of Hayru Bezdin V'Asu Al Piyim. If Bezdin issued an erroneous ruling and the majority of the people committed the transgression, Bezdin is obligated to bring a carbon Parhel M'Davish Al Tzibur. The mitzvah to say for one to separate from a nida, for which Bezin does bring a power, applies to the following. If one cohabited with a tar woman, and she informed him that she became tamei, if he separates immediately with an evrachai, he's chayev chatas because he gets the same enjoyment by separating as he does from joining. The discussion regarding Hayimishamish Imatahira, the cases in which one brings two karbanas chatas for both Knisa uprisha, the cases in which he brings only one karban chatas, the case in which he does not bring even a single karban chatas. Achoshnei zesi chaylev behelim echad ein chayev ela achas. One who b'shogeg ate two pieces of forbidden fats and did not become aware in the interim that he was over is obligated to bring only one karban chatas because this is considered one continuous shogeg. The sources for the three isturi nida. Ashara l'boyal nida, one may not cohabit with a woman who is already a nida. Ashara l'mishamishim atahayra v'amr le'netmesi, d'lay nifrish miyad. One may not separate be'ebrachai from a woman that now became a nida. Ashara l'bnei Yisrael she'ifrishu minishaseyin, samach l'vestan, one must separate from his wife when she anticipates her cycle. The schar v'enish, the reward and retribution of ha'perish samach l'vestas.